What was it like getting back on the pitch last week? Your first appearance of the year. Not a bad return either, scoring 1-4. Were you happy to be back in the Donegal jersey and on the pitch?
Oh, absolutely. It was a long time kind of coming around, Ashton, and it's just hugely important for us to get a win. Just delighted that a wee bit of relief just to get over the line, you know. We wanted to hit the reset button now for the Ulster Championship, and to get a win was the most important. But lovely to be back.
From your own point of view, were the last number of months, were they quite lengthy for you? I'm sure you wanted to be in the pitch a wee bit earlier, and you've been pulled different directions on it, were you?
It was a long time coming around. Of course, you would love to play a wee bit of the league, but just with the nature of probably my own situation, it wasn't as straightforward as that, you know. And by the time the decision had kind of come around, I probably had left it too late to play any part in the league. It's a lonely enough time, I suppose, when you're on your own and all you want to be doing is training and playing with the girls. And given the way the league kind of had panned out, hugely frustrating for the girls and frustrating to be on the sideline, but more so for them. When you're involved in playing, you know, it's a lot worse. But I suppose now with the Ulster Championship, you have a wee chance to kind of put things right and try and get back on track.
Yeah. What's it been like with the group so far this week? Because it's the first one of the year, and it was a big one as well because it put you on course for an Ulster final. Has there been a bit of a extra spring in the step to the girls this week now training?
Oh yeah, we train in Oman Tuesday night, and it's, you know, there's just a nice wee buzz about the place. There's a wee bit more intensity and intent and going at it now. Just the one just gives everybody a lift. It kind of changes the dynamic, as you know. So everybody's looking forward to the game against Armagh this weekend. Regardless, you want to keep a wee bit of momentum, regardless already in the final or what way it pans out. You can't really rely too heavily on Armagh due to play Cavan ahead of their men's game next week. You'll imagine they want to win that, but I don't think they'd ever give in to coming down to Donegal and getting bit. So everybody's just looking forward to a home game in Lifford. We haven't had a championship game ever, and not in my time anyway, at home. And the Lifford club have been excellent to us, all our underage squads and for training through championship last year and the year before. And just looking forward to a game at home too as well.
Yeah. Do you feel more comfortable in Lifford? Obviously, the O'Donnell Park hasn't been the best ground for you this year. And you do a lot of work in Lifford. So it's a wee bit more like home, is it?
Aye, it is. It is, to be fair. And I suppose when you've run the results like we had in O'Donnell Park, it's not the most enjoyable place to come back to. You know, sometimes all it can take is to lose one time there, you know. But we've had a few bad days a day earlier in the league, probably, where we done well against Meath, but ultimately didn't get the result. And obviously with Mayo there in our last game as well. So listen, we train in Lifford, and a serious surface and great facilities, and you kind of know the dynamics of Lifford too as well, and the pitch sizes and the shooting zones and the ranges and where to set up. And it's just so much more familiar to us, you know.
Yeah. Armagh's next on the horizon for you. You know a lot about them. There's been a good rivalry there in recent years. So you know well the challenge that's going to lie ahead on Sunday, Ciarán.
Yeah, they're going for their... They're sitting on three in a row now. Somehow just out of the... I don't know where it came out. We were saying just after... So 2020, we didn't compete in the competition. It was COVID, and there was a choice put out to the counties whether you'd play or you didn't play, and we opted out of it, and they obviously won that one. And then the year after, their tails were up. They won at 21, and then obviously last year again. And we'd won the three in a row previous to that, so we sat champions for 17, 18, 19, and they're at the top now. So it's just the wee periods of dominance, and you're mad to change that. You know, I suppose we pride ourselves in our ability to compete at senior level in Ulster and for the last 8, 9, 10 years, and we haven't done that recently. So and it's always seems to be Armagh that we've the battle with. So we know each other well inside out, and to have them at home on Sunday is a brilliant challenge.
Yeah. How did... Obviously, Maxie's the manager. He's going to make the call on this along with his management team. But the fact that you could end up playing Armagh in 2 weeks' time again in the final, Ciarán, does the approach be different for this game?
I think momentum's probably the most important thing for us. You know, I think, you know, to go back to back and play week to week, and just go with the same intent, and the same aggression into the game, regardless of what happens after. We want to try and keep a wee bit of positivity in the group as well. So to go out and maybe to rest in your hours, or to maybe change things around, probably wouldn't bode too well for us. I think it's momentum is key for now, you know. That's where the focus is.
Do you agree with the format of the championship for the ladies in Ulster, that there's only three teams and it's done in a round robin, or should they open it up to more?
Well, I suppose that you're trying to keep it competitive, and that's probably where it's at the moment. You know, there's probably, you know, Cavan are just probably there or thereabouts, and then you have a second tier in that. So the round robin, it's not ideal having a dead rubber as such, maybe in some of the games, but it's probably the best scenario that they can make of it for now. You know, you don't have a massive amount of games because you don't have a massive amount of senior teams. You've obviously Monaghan on the lower side, or the bottom side, falling out of Division 2. So, and then we're just kind of somewhere between 1 and 2, and Armagh are just promoted. So that's probably, you're facing into what you have, and that's it. So it's probably as good as it's going to be for now anyway, till we get, you know, your Tyrones and your Monaghans back up to where they were maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Just finally then, on the group that you're back into now, Ciarán, obviously it's much changed from last year. A very, very youthful group. You've been around the block for a few years, not too far off 20 years of playing senior football with the Donegal Ladies. Ciarán, what do you see in this group? What's the potential of this group? Because, it will take them time to bed in and suppose get going and find their own level, but what's the potential there within the group, do you feel?
Yeah, you're just in a transitionary period now at the minute, and there's a huge amount of learning to come from, you know, especially if it's your first time at playing intercounty football. We had three debutants last week against Cavan, with Katie Dowds, Abigail Temple, and Claire Field from Fannad. So you still, you know, a good portion of your team have, you know, championship experience on the field. But the you know, your minors are in an Ulster final now in 2 weeks' time, the week before us, and there's probably five or six of them there that have been kind of in and out of the squad and have been doing really, really well. And we just, you know, you look forward to get an opportunity to train with them a wee bit more, maybe as their season might finish maybe a wee bit early before ours. And it's, you know, there's plenty of potential in Donegal, Oisin. It's just nurturing it and giving them something to look forward to. And that for us as a senior group is really important now, that you give them something to look forward to. And maintaining your senior status in championship is so important in doing that. You know, you have to give them something to aspire to, and that's kind of where our focus is at the minute. There's plenty of talent in our minor team. We just have to nurture it and do it right now, you know, and give them every opportunity to make it into the senior ranks. And Kitty and Abigail have been phenomenal for us. Their numbers are good. They're so locked in, and they give everything that they can. It's not easy when you're playing, you know, schools football and minor football and senior football, and they're kind of pulled from pillar to post on a lot of things. But, you know, we're very fortunate to have them, and we look forward to picking a few more of them in over the next couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Ciarán, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the weekend, and the very best luck to you and the group against Armagh.
Thank you, Oisin. Thank you.